blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have on more than one occasion talked about President Trump and EPA in their effort to restrain President Obama's Waters of the U.S. rule. Well, that rule was written to restrict farmers, ranchers, from their tiling and their wetlands and managing our private property. Well, last Friday, we got a court ruling giving EPA's new rule a green light. So now maybe the federal government will leave us alone and let us manage our business. Another important court ruling blocked a liberal effort to stop farmers from using dicamba weed killer during the planting season. This is not the time to change the rules when farmers are in the field. Okay, everything's China, China, that's all we hear. Well, here's some interesting news. China has risen to be our biggest trading partner. U.S.-China trade rose almost $40 billion in April this year, moving China ahead of Mexico and Canada. But don't be overly impressed. The numbers are below last year, so we'll see. Last week, U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer testified before the House Ways and Means Committee. He reported that China will fully comply with their promise to buy U.S. ag products. Well, if they fully comply, that'll be a big deal. I don't think we've heard enough about how the coronavirus has disrupted trade. 90% of world trade is carried by 50,000 ships. We saw how the virus closed down a number of our livestock processing plants. Let's keep those merchant ships on the waves. We need the markets. Well, U.S. and China relationship is not a positive one. Today, it's very complicated. We have the tariff war, coronavirus, and of course, the competition for global power and influence. We don't need a Cold War, though. We need to negotiate and arrive at a reasonable solution. And my last subject is another federal government land grab. We have a new piece of legislation called the Great American Outdoor Act. And if it becomes law, it would require the government to spend $900 million each year to fund federal land purchases. The federal government already has too much land. The government owns 30% of the land in the United States. And that's it for today. I am John Block from Washington.